Hi everybody, this is Rudy Hunter from rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. Thanks for being with me. We're going to do a very special energetic recording called The Middle Blade. This is a recording about betrayal. So if you've ever had the sensation that's particularly painful of being betrayed by someone for work or for money or for a relationship or for any other reason, this recording will help you get the knife out of your upper back. So this is why the recording is called The Middle Blade. Between our shoulder blades, we have the physical sensation when we're betrayed of having a knife plunged in the heart, literally stabbed in the back. And this is a very recognizable experience. This is an actual physical sensation. And because of that, it's not only easy to identify the feeling, but energetically, it's very easy to release that, literally to energetically, I guess, pull the knife out and heal the wound. So, for this time together, we're going to have you focus on the largest betrayal that you have suffered and get in touch with, but don't roll around in, that feeling, that contraction between your shoulder blades. And if it's a little hard to identify, you might just want to slowly squeeze your shoulder blades together, which in and of itself feels very good, but that will actually remind you of the sensation. And you're going to want to compare that sensation from now to when we're done so that you can notice the differences. So put your attention right there in the upper back between your shoulder blades, the place where you were hurt. And first and foremost, I'm going to talk through a bunch of these corrections and alignments. First, there's the sensation itself, which we're actually going to collapse the roots of. And by the way, you don't have to understand anything about what I'm saying. Sometimes I barely do myself. Nonetheless, we'll help pull out the knife and heal those wounds. So the sensation itself, that will start collapsing. And then we're going to set up a little energetic vortex or whirlwind here to actually take out all of the residue, because there are a lot of issues connected to this. Anytime we're betrayed, there's been a misunderstanding. That's probably a large understatement. Sometimes there's layers on layers on layers of misunderstandings and misperceptions. So we're going to actually, I'll correct those now. Just one moment. And then we're going to correct the hollow, empty feeling, not only when we're betrayed. Being betrayed is a very hot feeling, so first we'll collapse that. And then there's the hollow, empty feeling when it's done and over, and even as we're energetically removing the energetic knife and waiting for the wound to heal, there's a feeling of emptiness, which for a lot of people can be a haunting sensation. So we'll correct that. And these energetic corrections are happening every time you listen to this recording. The energetics are actually embedded in it. So as I describe what we're working on next, those energetics are what are actually being activated while I'm recording, and they actually stay alive in the recording. So every time you listen to it, you'll get further and deeper benefits and effects. The next is a fracturing that's happened at any time. Certainly any time in the physical realm anything penetrates us, like a knife in the back, for example, there's a fracturing that happens on the energetic level. That fracturing goes into multiple layers. So I'm going to correct and realign those layers now. This will just take me a moment. Here we go. And that happens through all kinds of levels and layers of our being, even if it only feels emotional or even if it only feels like a physical sensation. It actually includes all of us, so that's the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and every other energetic layer. And I'm just actually going to reintegrate those layers now towards a balanced center, a wholeness, a reintegration. And I'll begin that process now. Good. I'm going to ask you to take a breath. Blow it out, and then notice the shifts and changes that you notice, and pay particular attention to any improvements you have, because that's good for you to notice as well. There's still more to do here. We need to release and also forgive the entire event. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to forgive this, although I highly recommend this. But a lot of people get hung up on the forgiveness issue, so I'm going to actually do that work energetically on your behalf. Do that now. And we're not pardoning the betrayal. We're forgiving for our own sake. We're giving ourselves permission to let go and move on and to heal those wounds and scars. And all of the judgments, angers, and bitternesses, is that a real word? The bitter residue that's left. That feeling, that bad taste in our mouth. Sometimes it's a few days, sometimes it's a few decades. However long we've held on to it. We're going to release that now. I'm now going to do a special process to stitch in from the micro level to the macro level through all levels and layers. That's a kind of reweaving to help a reintegration and a restitching of those energetic wounds. So we'll go both deep and wide. And strengthening you now for being capable, able, totally functional, not on only on this conscious level, but every other affected level. And with ease and simplicity and grace, so that it's a done deal. Good. Take another gentle breath, blow it out, and then check and notice again. Compare your improvement to when you started. Do you notice those changes? Because they are there and they are in fact real. And take a moment to actually notice what you notice. And you can use the embedded energetics in this recording as much as you like so that you can get more and more changes. I like to say you just rinse and repeat. If you need more, you use this more. If you need this for a few days, you use it for a few days. If you need it for a week, so be it. You'll know when you're done, because when you check into that sensation, there'll be a sense of completeness and of being done, 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 and done. So good. One more breath. Blow it out. And then pay one final attention to those pervasive changes. It's nice to have that feeling of having made improvements in just a few minutes. Good. Nice work. So don't forget, there are all kinds of other tools that are always available on both my sites of rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. And until the next time, bye for now.